Hello, my name is Rick Pearson, and this is Prophecy USA, a program specifically designed to unveil the hidden mystery of America's role in Bible prophecy. Stay tuned as we go to Dallas, Texas, and talk about my favorite topic, America's role in Bible prophecy.
Hello, I'm Lisa Burkhart-Worley, along with Michelle Burden and Renee Rollins. Welcome to Pop Talk, the show where you never know what topics might pop up. We have had a lot of instability in our country lately, so it's natural to worry about the future of the United States. Where are we headed? Does it look promising? Well, our guest today will look at America's future prophetically. His name is Rick Pearson. He's the host of the Prophecy USA broadcast, and he's the author of several books, including The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. Rick is also the author of The Hour That Changes Everything, America's Role in Bible Prophecy, and this one, 53 Descriptions of America's Role in Bible Prophecy. Rick served 21 years on the executive board for Oral Roberts University. He's the retired CEO of several Canadian transportation companies, and he and his wife, Karen, live in Canada, where it is much cooler than in Texas right now. But Rick, of course, is here with us on Pop Talk today, and we want to welcome you, Rick. Thanks for flying down to be with us. I know it was a five-hour trip for you. You have a plane, and so we're just so thankful that you came here. Now, I would call you a modern-day prophet. And, you know, we don't meet too many of those. And over 50 years ago, you had what they call an Acts 2 experience. Yes. We know what happened at Acts 2.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit came down and people were filled with the Holy Spirit. Can you talk about your experience, though?
I was raised in cessation theology. I got saved when I was 7. But by the time I was 18, I started wondering if maybe the Bible, you know, was like Santa Claus. So, in my unknowingness, I went down to ORU, and I was looking for a school to go to, and it said, expect a miracle. I went back to a condo in Florida, and I thought, expect a miracle. I wonder if this thing is real. So I made a vow to God. I was with my cousin, and I made a vow, and I said, Lord, if you're real, if you did all those things in the Bible, and you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, you show me you're real, I'll do whatever you tell me. I'll be a missionary. I'll do whatever you tell me. And when I released that vow, the door of the apartment blew open and a wind came in and encircled both me and my cousin. And it was a violent wind. And I looked at him and he looked at me and I thought, what have I conjured up? And I hit the floor. I buried my face in the carpet. And he put his face in the carpet too, because the presence in the room was so heavy. And all of a sudden I said, Jesus, Jesus. And I was saying, Jesus, protect me. And all of a sudden, I started speaking in another language. Well, this went on for a period of 10 minutes, and I had no idea what was happening. I put my hand up. I said, Lord, please, I can't take any more. I believe you're real. I'll do whatever you tell me. And that whirlwind went out the door, and the door slammed shut behind it.
Wow.
Now, I brought that experience to my friends who were cessation theology people, and they told me I had become demonized. And that really messed me up. I thought, oh, no. I hate when that happens. You ask God to show you he's real, and he fills you with demons? Come on. So anyway, then I found a next group, and they showed me Acts chapter 2, and I read that. I said, that's exactly what happened to us.
Wow.
From that point on, I enrolled at ORU, and then I learned the charismatic theology that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Mm. He's no different than the day he split the Red Sea for Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
He's the same God.
And they're a spirit-filled school, ORU.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they are. So after retiring from running your family business, you ended up entering into media. Can you share how you got started in television?
Yes. I was teaching this doctrine of America's role in Bible prophecy, and I was in Israel, and I met a man by the name of Dr. Rod Hembre, who has been in Bible Discovery TV for 30 years, him and his dad. And as we were talking, we'd spent a week together, and we were talking prophecy, 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 and he was in the swimming pool. And he went down to the deep end, and the Lord spoke to him, and he said, Rod, I want you to build, Rick Pearson, a studio. I want you to provide a studio, all your staff, all your cameras. I want you to produce a prophecy show, have Rick write it, have Rick host it, and do everything for free.
Wow, we should tell our studio that.
Really?
And so Rod, he took about 3 weeks because he had to chew on that one. And he called me up and he said, Rick, this is what the Lord told me. And when he told me that, I knew that God was opening up a door. 10 years previously to that, approximately 8 years, I was at Oral Roberts' house and I told him that I'd retired at 55. And Oral looked at me and he put his hand up and he said, now you listen to me, Rick. He said, God will open a door for you and you're going to have to walk through it. Sometimes it's easy and sometimes that's hard. But you're going to have to make a decision. And I knew that that was the door. For 30 years, I've been teaching this in small Sunday school classes. I live in a town of 100,000, and I was pulling crowds as many as 5 and 6 people. And all of a sudden now...
at those kind of crowds.
Yes. Now all of a sudden, I'm going to go on national television, and I'm going to teach America's role in Bible prophecy. And I came home and I told my wife, the door is open, hon, and we have to do this. So at 65 years old, I'd been retired 10 years, and I started into public ministry on television.
Wow. Teaching America. You're giving everyone who's 65 and older hope, because it's never too late. You know, Moses started his ministry at 80.
It's never too late. As long as you can speak, God can use you.
Exactly.
Amen. And
as long as you can speak. Mm-hmm. And even if it's sign language.
And be willing, I think. And that's important, Rick. You walked through the door, but you didn't have to walk through the door. You said, no, man, I'm retired. I'm going to enjoy life. And I'm sure you're enjoying what you're doing, right?
I love what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yes, I love what I'm doing.
Well, a lot of people are afraid of prophecy. And I think it's that they feel that it went away when Jesus came to earth. So can you explain, Rick, why prophecy is so relevant for us today and needed?
27% of the Bible is prophecy.
That's right.
And in Revelation 19, it says, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So in Isaiah 46, it says that God calls the end from the beginning. Whatever he has spoken, he will also do. Whatever he has purposed, he will bring it to pass. There are prophecies taking place today that were prophesied 2,000 years ago, and they're happening right under our noses, and they're happening right in the United States of America.
In 2019, Prophecy USA showcased biblical warnings of the coming New World Order. In 2020, we warned you of their plans to use COVID-19 to accelerate that agenda. In 2021, we warned of the Babylonian spirits who are invading our nation to provoke curses upon the land, emulating Sodom and Gomorrah. But what is next? Prophecy USA is proud to present The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. In this exciting book, you will discover where traditional theologians have missed the mark and why prophecy teachers have refused to acknowledge that America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled. When you give a donation of $35 or more, you will receive The Coming Exodus, Unveiling America's Future. Or for a donation of just $60 or more, you will receive both books, The Coming Exodus and The Hour That Changes Everything. Call 1-888-306-1759 or visit us online at prophecyusa.org.
And I'm sure all of us would like to be here when Jesus comes back, but will America be around? You talk about America being what is referred to as Babylon the Great in the Bible. Does that mean bad things for America before Jesus comes back?
I like to look at the positive. The rapture cannot take place until Babylon the Great is gone.
Oh.
Now, Babylon the Great has 53 biblical descriptions. She must be destroyed before the marriage of the Lamb begins. That's in Revelation 19:1-7. Babylon is described 10 times as a great and mighty city. She's described 8 times being deposed in 1 hour. Wow. And 11 times she's described as being deposed by fire in 1 hour in 1 day. And in Jeremiah 50, verse 12, after Babylon is destroyed, it says she will become the least of all nations. So Babylon is the Lady of Kingdoms that God has raised up. And then she's deposed. She goes from hero to zero in one day, in 1 hour. And America meets all 53 biblical descriptions of Babylon the Great. It never says once that Babylon is a religion. It never says once that it refers to the Catholic Church. It says that she's a nation of cities. And she's raised up by God. She's raised up by the hand of God. And she fulfills God's work on this earth. But something happens to Babylon. She breaks covenant with God. She falls into darkness and becomes the habitation of every foul and unclean spirit.
And we're really seeing that now, aren't
we? There's a separation in Babylon. John speaks, the angel says, come out of her, my people, be not partaker of her sins, nor in her plagues. So there's a revival coming, a separation of the wheat and chaff. And I believe we're on the verge of that right now. And it's in James 5, 7, the early and the latter rain, which will come. And that is like the church of a double portion.
Yeah.
That's the New Testament church with the Old Testament anointing coming upon her. Mm. And in Revelation 17, 12, it says that the New World Order, the beast system, will hate the woman. And they'll make war with the Lamb. But the Lamb will overcome because they are faithful, they're called, and they're chosen. When we get raptured out of this world, we are going to be on top, not below. We're going to be fighting the good fight of faith. We're going to be trying to bring these people in that have darkness. They don't want God. They don't want the Ten Commandments. And we're not battling people. We're battling spirits,
yeah,
darkness that have their minds convinced that there is no God, just like the religious folks who had me convinced that God doesn't do miracles anymore.
Mm.
They're still saved. They're still Christians. We still love them, but they're wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
They're wrong. And so that's the way I look at America in the Bible. I'm having a lot of people telling me it's not in the Bible because of religious tradition. And Jesus said, your traditions have made the word of God of none effect. Because you're not seeing what I'm showing you.
Mm.
We're in the middle right now of one of the greatest events in history. The battle is on. The battle of the ages is on. We might be the generation that doesn't taste death. We might be the chosen generation.
I'm believing that.
And when I look at Babylon, that's what I was, in my revelation that I had from God in 1986, that's what I was told, what was coming.
Mm. There's actually a documentary that you're talking about people believing that the Catholic Church is actually the woman of Babylon, and that's not actually true. It's interesting that you bring that up because there's a whole four-part series documentary. I watched it and I was like, it almost makes it sound like it's actually real, but you got to just be careful with the sources and the things that you look at.
Mm.
But in your book, you do talk in the coming Exodus, you speak about spiritual kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of God. Why is it important to choose the kingdom that gives life now?
Well, every generation has to choose. But in this generation, we're getting close to what's called the tribulation period. And Jesus said, it's a time when men will wish they were dead. We're not there yet. We're not in the tribulation, but we're coming close to it.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is in the tribulation, people will pray to die and they can't die. But before the tribulation comes, I believe the church will be the church triumphant. And the first thing you have to do is be born again. You have to ask Christ into your heart.
Amen.
Right.
And Paul said, for those of you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall appear from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and believe not the gospel. It's a good thing to study, to get in the word, and find out who you are in Christ right now.
Exactly.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. Because it's prophesied that Jesus will return and that we will meet him. The people who believe in Jesus will meet him in the air.
Yes.
And it is our hope as Christians that this world is not the end. I mean, it's not. And so we're told that we don't know the day or the hour, but we know that there will be signs. How close do you think we are? And what do you think as Christians and believers we should be doing to prepare for that?
Well, once again, you want to be born again.
Amen.
Number two, confess your faults one to another that you might be healed.
Yes.
And then the golden rule, and I said this to my wife all the time, wherever you are is your ministry. If you go to the coffee shop and a girl brings you a coffee, you know, say, thank you, that's a great coffee. Speak words of exhortation and comfort. Amen. I was in an FBO several months ago, and there was a fellow in there, and he was really ragging on this young girl because the coffee wasn't hot and all this, and he was just destroying her, and she was just shaking. Oh. And I was sitting there, and I felt so bad for her, and the Lord just told me, go over there and talk to her. And I went over and I said, hey, I want to tell you something. I said, I've been watching you work here. And I said, if I was your boss, I'd be so proud of you. I said, that guy over there is a jerk. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. I've watched you. You're a good worker. That girl's eyes filled up with tears, and I had delivered a word.
Right.
Where I was, nobody was watching. There's no cameras. But I knew right at that moment I ministered to that young girl.
Absolutely.
And she needed to hear that.
Yes.
So this is when what we want to do as Christians is be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, right, and to be ready to speak a word of exhortation, comfort, edification to those around us that are hurting. Because people today are hurting.
They are.
Yes.
People are hurting.
They're lost.
And they need a word of encouragement. Mm.
Theological seminaries have inundated churches, preaching that America is not in the Bible. Prophecy teachers have regurgitated for years that America is not in the Bible. But what does the Bible say? Prophecy USA is proud to present a 30-page brochure filled with scripture, debunking the biggest lie keeping the body of Christ in darkness today. America is fully detailed in scripture over 53 times. And now we want to put God's word directly into your hands. America's role in Bible prophecy is rapidly being fulfilled and her judgment is coming. For a gift of $15 plus shipping and handling, we will send you this amazing brochure. For a gift of $50, we will send you 5 brochures. For $100 or more, we will rush to you 10 brochures. And for a ministry gift of $500, we will send you both our books, The Hour That Changes Everything, and The Coming Exodus, plus 20 brochures for your friends, family, and relatives. Call today.
So where does Israel fit into the end times?
Well, the geographical center of the world for Bible prophecy is Israel.
Yep.
And what we see happening in Israel is birth pangs of what is coming. Mm-hmm. The hatred towards the Jews, that's all satanic, it's demonic. And that hatred is also coming towards the Christians. Yeah. So in Revelation 17:12, what I mentioned before, it says that the 10 horns in the beast will hate the woman, and they will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome. Now, right now in Israel, they are overcoming the enemies, but there's coming a day when they will not have America to help them. In the tribulation period, they will stand alone, and God will protect them through the whole tribulation period.
Amen.
But right now, they have an arm of the flesh, which I say is Babylon. And Babylon's protecting them, helping them.
And Babylon meaning the U.S.?
Meaning the U.S.
Yeah.
Because Babylon sits on the 7 mountains of the earth, and she's rich and powerful. And she, that word sit means she polices. She polices over the world. Now, it's interesting when we mention the Catholic Church, because Russia, China, Iran are not afraid of the Catholic Church when they invade Israel. They're afraid of the United States of America.
Yes.
Why? Because she's Babylon the Great.
Yeah.
And she's been equipped to bring the gospel to out the four corners of the earth.
Amen.
But in Israel, we're watching, it's forming for the Gog-Magog war is what's going to come. And that's going to be the tipping point for when we transition from this time into the tribulation. The Gog-Magog war is going to be the tipping point. And that's what I've been watching for 30 years. Mm. Wow. So with what's happening, these nations that are coming against Israel are all part of the coalition that come in the Gog-Magog war.
Yeah. Yep. They're calling it the Ring of Fire now.
The Ring of Fire.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Yes.
We're already seeing that many of the denominational churches are starting to die out, and more are choosing spirituality or New Age religions over true faith in Jesus. So what will the end time religion look like, do you think?
The end time religion? For Christianity or for?
Just in general.
The New Age religion will believe in everything but Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
Yeah.
The New Age religion will believe in everything but the Ten Commandments. Yeah. They will believe in anything goes, any morality, whatever feels good, do it. They don't want God. They don't want the Ten Commandments. They don't want the Bible. And that's what the New Age religion will look like in the tribulation period. And the Antichrist, it says in, I believe it's in Joel, he will have no desire of women. So he will be a bisexual or transsexual or something like that. But this is all the things that we see are percolating right now. Right. They're normalizing. He's getting the world ready for the New World Order. And it says that they will trade a boy for a harlot. In the tribulation period. This is in Joel. So now we see human trafficking. The number one thing in pornography now is child pornography. And we're just going darker and darker But as the world goes darker, the anointing will come on the church and we'll get brighter.
Amen.
And it's no longer gray area. It's no longer, I wonder if this is right or this is wrong. Mm-hmm. It is black and white in Scripture. The final days of Babylon, in Isaiah 13:19 and Jeremiah 50:40, she will be exactly as Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's one of the final stages of Babylon before she's judged. So we're almost there.
I see
and
it.
The Mideast is happening. Yeah. The darkness is here. The battle is on. And families are split politically.
Yeah.
But it's not a political battle. It's a spiritual battle of light and darkness.
Exactly.
Yes, it is. I want to stay on that subject that we were talking about. America is the Babylon that the Bible talks about. And I would love for you to share some of the ways that you feel that America has fallen into darkness. We were talking about that just now, but I really want to get into it because I know there are some people watching this show right now that God is speaking to them as believers. And there may be someone that's watching this show right now that is dealing with some of the things we've already discussed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so this is a show about hope as believers. And I want you to share the things that God has laid on your heart about where America is, but also the hope that we have in Jesus. Amen.
Well, it says that Jeremiah calls her a lady of kingdoms. She's a lady of kingdoms. And then in John, it calls her the mother of prostitutes.
Wow.
So the morality is a tipping point in Babylon. And when she falls into darkness, it's darkness of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's people that think, well, this is okay, and that's okay, and anything goes. And we walk totally away from Scripture, from the Judeo-Christian value system. So part of the darkness that you see is the moral, but then you also see things like Baal worship coming into America. Jonathan Cahn wrote a book called Return of the Gods, and I interviewed him, and he was talking about Baal worship, Moloch, the transgender thing. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I said, Jonathan, all of these things originated, child sacrifice and Ashtoreth poles all originated by Nimrod and Queen Semiramis in ancient Babylon.
Wow. Right.
So those spirits that you're talking about, they came from ancient Babylon, did they not? And he said, absolutely. So these are Babylonian spirits that are shifting the culture so that good becomes evil and evil becomes good. And Romans 1 says that the people are darkened so that they leave the natural use. A man leaves the natural use of a woman. The woman needs the natural use of a man. And the darkness comes. This is what the darkness that Isaiah and Jeremiah prophesied and John in Revelation 17 and 18. Yes. She becomes the mother of pornea. So now we have a nation that we produce the greatest pornography, the greatest amount of pornography in the world and redistribute it. She's the mother of pornea.
Wow.
These are just some of the signs. There's 53 biblical descriptions, and the U.S. meets every one.
Yeah, right in this book.
Right in that book.
Get this book.
We only have a little bit of time, but can you talk a little bit about the one world government that's prophesied?
Yes.
I think we're seeing signs of that, aren't we?
Yes. Mm.
And it's interesting that I'm Canadian because the concept of the one world government came from the former Prime Minister, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, who's Justin's father. In 1971, they formed the Club of Rome, and they decided that they wanted to have a one-world government, and they divided the globe into 10 geographical regions. And then they said, what can we do to get people to buy into this? And in 1991, they wrote a book called The Global Revolution, and they said the only way we can motivate people into getting into this one-world government and get control of everything is we have to use fear. So let's use 1991, let's use climate change, let's use pandemics, let's use sustainability and food shortage.
Right.
And in 3 years ago in the United Nations, the Club of Rome was there helping them formulate the 2030 agenda of the 2030 global agenda for world sustainability. We have to come together. We have to have a one world government, and we want a government, a one-world government without God, without Jesus Christ, without the Ten Commandments, and without the Bible. And it's all satanically inspired because God says, I watch over my word to fulfill it, and God is fulfilling. He said, this is exactly what will happen in the last days. If you reject my knowledge, I'll reject you and hand you over. And they do not conceive that what they're doing is fulfilling the very word of prophecy that they themselves deny. And we're watching it. And you have to get into this book. If you don't read this book and learn it, you haven't got
the Holy Bible.
You don't have a clue what's going on.
Exactly. Right. Why wouldn't you want to know the future?
This is all in the Bible.
It's all there.
It's all
prophecy.
You
want to know what's coming.
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you so much, Rick. Man, this has been fascinating. We need to have a part two, really, because
absolutely.
You have got so much wisdom, and I think we all need to be aware of what's coming. Mm-hmm. And I want to be ready. I don't know. I'm sure you guys want to be ready.
Yes.
So thank you so much again for enlightening us, Rick. And it's a little bit scary, but we don't have to be afraid.
Win.
That's right.
We win.
Yes.
Folks, I hope you enjoyed our Pop Talk interview. My name's Rick Pearson, reminding you that Jesus is alive and he's coming back much sooner than many people think. Shalom.